We are speaking now to Gillian Foslow, and many people are feeling as if they've hit burnout. You know, it's been a long year. It's been a stressful year for many people. Studies that were done have released show that at least 80% of South Africans are stressed. So we are speaking to Gillian Foslow, Gillian is works with the Voice Clinic, specializes in stress management, amongst other things as well. She's also coached senior executives and people from all walks of life. Gillian, good morning, and thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International this morning.
Thank you for inviting us to chat with you on the radio this morning.
It's good to have you with us. We're speaking about, you know, what is stress and the role that stress plays in our lives. To the listeners, if you'd like to interact with us, if you'd like to know anything or you'd like to ask any questions as well, you can drop us a message on 072-786-1548. Gillian, we found that a lot more South Africans are stressed out this year compared to the years before that. What would you say is the biggest contribution to stress in one's life?
Well, I think the biggest contribution to stress is perceived threat, and this varies from person to person. And we need to bear in mind that there are major stresses and minor stresses, and we're all unique. What stresses me out is not perhaps going to stress you out. And research shows that things like job loss, death of a loved one, moving house, divorce or major illness or injury is stressful. In my opinion, for South Africans this year, COVID-19 has been the biggest stress factor. We have faced challenges as individuals, family, society, within business, and as a country as a whole. We've had to adjust to new routines of remote schooling, remote working, remote shopping. We've had to transform homes, small homes, into offices, classrooms. We've had to all learn very quickly how to operate technology like Zoom, Skype, Google Classroom, and so on. And we've had to adjust to quite severe hygiene-conscious behavior, wearing masks, sanitizing all the time. And this has definitely had a huge impact on South Africans.
Yeah, turning with stress, you know, very correctly, like you say. But with stress, people usually have the mindset that, you know what, it's not so serious, I can just overcome it. But what is chronic stress, and when is it time to get help?
Lovely question. Well, chronic stress results from repeated exposure to situations that lead to the release of stress hormones. And this type of stress can cause wear and tear on your mind and your body. We are not designed to have our stress responses constantly activated. And stress is the body's reaction to a fight or flight situation. So when you feel threatened, your nervous system responds by releasing a flood of stress hormones, which includes adrenaline and cortisol, which rouse the body for emergency action. So your heart pounds faster, muscles tighten, blood pressure rises, and your it speeds up your reaction time, enhances your focus, preparing you to either fight or flee from the danger at hand. But when the body is in this constant state of perpetual fight, flight, or freeze, those hormones that are constantly being released into the body become toxic. And our nervous system isn't very good at distinguishing between emotional and physical threats. So if you're super stressed over an argument with a friend or a work deadline or a mountain of bills, your body reacts just as strongly as if you're facing a true life or death situation. And the more the emergency stress system is activated, the easier it becomes to trigger, making it harder to shut off. So chronic stress disrupts nearly every system in your body, suppressing the immune system, digestive and reproductive system, and the nervous system. So if you're frequently finding yourself feeling frazzled, overwhelmed, it's time to take action to bring your nervous system back into balance. And the Voice Clinic actually offers several programs that can assist with this, and listeners can visit our website, and we offer these programs online as well as face-to-face, and we have branches countrywide.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, it's been like a tough year, you know, not only for South Africans, for people across the globe with the pandemic and so on. Many people have lost their jobs. Many people have taken salary cuts and so on. And we find that together with stress, as things have opened up and so on, there are a lot of people that are also suffering from burnout. Now, what is this? And is this similar to stress, or is there a difference between burnout and stress?
Oh, lovely question too. So stress is the starting point for burnout. And stress accumulates over a long period of time if it is not dealt with. And as it adds up, it can lead to burnout after some time. However, stress is not the only cause of burnout, but certainly is a starting factor. And the difference between the two is that stress can be categorized as over-engagement and burnout as disengagement. So, for example, when you're stressed out, you put too much effort into things. But with burnout, there's just absolutely no input whatsoever. You don't feel like it. You are lethargic. You're constantly tired. There's chronic fatigue. You have your emotions flatten. But with stress, you've got heightened emotions. Stress, you kind of hyperactive. You're constantly on the go, trying to juggle and get everything done. But with burnout, you literally want to lie in your bed all day and do absolutely nothing. So there's no motivation, no hope, and burnout can lead to depression, whereas stress can lead to anxiety.
Children, we know that the stress can disturb the body's internal balance. Ma'am, can it lead to other serious illnesses and diseases?
Yes. Sorry, repeat the question?
With regards to stress, ma'am, you know, can it lead to other diseases and sicknesses?
It can lead to enhancing what is already there. So with that constant state of stress and the heightened heart beating, yes, you are more vulnerable to things like a heart attack. You're more vulnerable to issues with your nervous system, with your digestive system. So things like irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut syndrome can become apparent. So yes, it does have a physical effect on the body.
Any special tips and advices, ma'am, with regards to, you know, reducing stress in our lives?
Oh, yes. I think my favorite is literally 10 to 15 minutes of deep mindful breathing. So it's practicing what we call belly breathing or diaphragmatic intercostal breathing. And just focusing on that breath gives you that, or brings your body back into balance. And it balances left and right brain hemispheres. So again, bringing the body into balance. Exercise. We all know that exercise is brilliant in assisting with stress, but I know there are some people who don't like exercising. So gentle walk in nature, on the beach. Another one is detox from technology and social media at least once a week, as that is one of the major causes of stress nowadays. And at the Boys Clinic, we have a stress management program that helps with this, that offers tools and techniques to help people cope and manage their stress.
Okay. Gillian, thanks for the information. Much appreciated. And yes, we hope that we can, you know, practice upon with regards to what has been said. Thanks so much for the information, ma'am.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.